Hannah Murray.
Good morning. It's just coming up to 20 past nine. We're going over to, I was going to say the UK. He's not in the UK, actually. He's in Denmark, I believe, to Dr. Roberto Trotter to talk about his new book, The Edge of the Sky, All You Need to Know About the All There Is. Dr. Trotter is a senior lecturer in astrophysics at Imperial College London, where his research focuses on dark matter and dark energy. He's passionate about making scientific concepts understandable for the general public, which we like. And his book, amazingly, he's written using only the 1,000 most common words in the English language. So it's all about the sky and the universe and the stars, but only using the 1,000 most common words in the English language. Fantastic. Welcome to the show, Dr. Trotter.
Thank you. Good morning, Hannah.
Hi, it's lovely to have you with us. So tell us a little bit about the background to this and where this 1,000 words concept came from.
Well, for a decade now, I've been trying to find new ways, exciting ways to make the science of the universe, my science, more accessible to the public at large. And I've been experimenting with different formats and different ways of talking about the universe with the public and engaging them in a discussion. But all the time, I was looking for something that would allow me to explain difficult-to-grasp concepts sometimes about the universe, the Big Bang, what is the universe made of, all these big questions in cosmology, in a way that people could understand and relate to in a more immediate way. And then one day I came across on the internet this UpGoer 5 cartoon, which was a cartoon by the XKCD comic strip on the web, where the Saturn V moon rocket had been labeled using only the most common 1,000 words in English. And so because Saturn V moon rocket was not a possibility for a title, it was called the UpGoer 5 rather than rocket, and 5 because it was number 5. And I thought this was a magnificent idea, and I thought maybe, just maybe, those most common 1,000 words in English could be stretched to talk about the entire universe. And of course, universe was not one of the words, so my very first question was, how am I going to call the universe if I can't use the word universe?
And that's where you came up with the edge of the sky.
The edge of the sky and the all there is being the entire universe, and then all the other words that I didn't have, I had to find substitutions for and images for. And so, for example, planets I couldn't use, and so I'm using crazy stars instead, because planets are, they wander on the sky in a way that's a little bit crazy and not like normal stars. And our Milky Way becomes the white road, galaxies become star crowds, dark energy becomes the dark push, because there is the word energy is not one of the words I can use, and scientists become student people.
Wow. How on earth do you begin to construct a book like this? Do you write the story first and then find the alternatives words, or how does it work?
In fact, the storyline was crystal clear in my mind from the very beginning, simply because after giving hundreds of public lectures, I've had a very clear story arc in my mind, the kind of things that I wanted to say and the kind of way I wanted to say them. So the story was never a question. I knew what I wanted to say, but the question was, how am I going to be able to put it in the most common 1,000 words when all the words I wanted to use were not available? And what was astonishing to me was that at the beginning I was very frustrated. I couldn't find the way to explain the things in the way I wanted. But then, little by little, from the format itself, from this poetic straitjacket, if you like, the voice of the book came out almost automatically. It was not something that I had to force. It really was born out of the format itself, and little by little, I started getting into it. And the more I wrote, the easier it came to me, and the voice emerged on its own. So it was a real surprise to me. It was like learning a new language, basically.
Yeah, and for people reading the book, it will probably be like learning a new language. I mean, do you have explanations at the back?
Well, I have a little glossary at the back that translates some of these strange expressions that I've used, or simpler expressions that I've used, into normal language. But you know, people can refer to the glossary if they like, but I think, and I hope, one of the pleasures of the book would be for people to work it out for themselves. What are those images about, and what do they mean? And are there new ways of looking at concepts that people perhaps have encountered before, or if they've not encountered them before, those images, will they sparkle in their mind new ways of understanding the universe in simple words? And I very much hope this will be the case. The aim of my book is, and of course I'm very keen to hear from my readers whether I've achieved it or not, the aim is to be able to speak not only to their brains, but equally to their hearts, to bring passion back into science, creativity, and try to make a science more accessible this way.
And have you aimed the book at children?
Well, I very much hope people will read it to their kids and young adults will pick it up and try it. The book is very young. It's been published only a couple of weeks ago, and so I'm very keen to hear from my readers what works for them and what doesn't. It's not a book that was born as a kid's book at the beginning necessarily, but because it's written in such a simple language, I very much hope it will be accessible to them as well.
And what would you say, what concepts that you were talking about regarding the universe were the most difficult to explain?
For me, I think the very early universe, the very first fraction of a second after the Big Bang, was a very difficult idea to put in 1,000 words, because I didn't have any of the words I wanted to use. I didn't have Big Bang to begin with.
No.
And so for Big Bang, at the beginning, I thought I'd found a nice way of putting it, because the Big Bang is a very hot beginning of the universe, and I didn't have Bang, but I did have Flash, and so I called it the Hot Flash at the beginning. But then my editor told me I couldn't use that expression, and I didn't know what it actually meant. And so then I looked up and I figured out Flash is not a good idea, so I call it. I now call it the Big Flash. And so this is one of the words I didn't have, and then I didn't have particle, I didn't have energy, I didn't have force. All the kind of things that we usually use to describe the early universe were not available to me. And so I came up with a very metaphoric way of describing the very first fraction of a second after the Big Bang. And I hope that this will have succeeded in making it more pictorial and more down-to-earth for my readers.
And was there a particular concept that was quite easy to explain? You found that there were all the words that you needed?
After a while, I had enough words to explain most of the things I wanted. And perhaps surprisingly so, at the end, in chapter 9, which is one of the last chapters of the book, I go all the way to explain or try to explain or speculate about the existence of a multiverse, or that's to say a collection of different universes different from our own. And that is a very abstract and very strange idea to begin with. But by the time I got to almost the end of the book, I had all the words that I needed to explain it, or so I thought. And so it came out very naturally. So I was pleasantly surprised how easy it was to talk about this crazy idea of the multiverse using the metaphor of coins. And of course, coins is not one of the words either. So I at first introduced it. Coins in a different way, and then use them to explain the existence of different realities or the possibility of different realities in our universe. And that came out quite naturally, which I was surprised, actually.
So are you quite relieved that this project is over now, or are you thinking, I might have a go at another subject using 1,000 words?
In a sense, relieved is not the right word. I think I was very frustrated at the beginning because I didn't have all those words, but as this voice grew on me, I relished working on this project, and by the end I was very happy that I stuck with it and brought it to conclusion book length. In a sense, I think it would be an interesting experiment to try and talk about other subjects using this very same very limited lexicon, but starting from the all there is, starting from the entire universe, seems to me almost the most you can do with this language, using a very small vocabulary to talk about the biggest possible questions in science, seems to be almost the most extreme attempt. And so I'm not sure that I want to do anything else than this at this stage.
It's something you can be immensely proud of, though.
I'm very happy about the outcome, but it remains to be seen how my readers will react. So the measure of my success is how well I've succeeded in actually making those concepts accessible and understandable to the general people, and so I'm general public, and so I'm very keen to hear from my readers what they think about the book, and this will be the measure of my success, I think.
Well, if people want to get in touch with you, they can via your website, can't they?
Indeed, and on my website, they will also find a specially designed comment box that will allow them to actually try out the 1,000 words format, where they can leave comments or ask questions using only the most common 1,000 words in English, so they can figure out for themselves how easy or how difficult it is to talk in this language.
Oh, what a great idea. Fantastic idea. Well, if people want to get in touch with you and have a crack at it themselves, Roberto Trotta, roberto.com is the website. Roberto, thank you so much for joining us. If people want to get a copy of your book, it's called The Edge of the Sky, All You Need to Know About the All There Is. Fantastic. Roberto, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Great pleasure talking to you.